famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Truth is our bitch, and we're online at philhenryshow.com. We are a radio show supported by a digital presence online. PhilHenryShow.com is not just a promotional vehicle. It is, in many ways, it is equal to the radio presentation in that it is a revenue driving site. It has real content. We're talking close to 5,000 hours of original radio shows. When I say original, I don't just mean, you know, original to me, but they are original radio presentations, and we have them going back over a decade, along with other media, video casts from years gone by, the current video cast that we do. We have a 30-day archive of video right there on the homepage, and then you can go back, I think, at least until January for full video shows, as well as our daily podcast of the show. I mean, it's just there's too much to go into, and we heartily recommend that you get a backstage pass. It's the best way to enjoy our radio show, the many generations of it, the many many things we've been through. You can also watch our pre-show, which is a video cast of me talking to the subscribers about all kinds of stuff that, quite frankly, we can't go into on the air.
Like, can give people an idea, Phil, but don't be specific.
Well, we just go into a lot of the stuff, and a lot of it is probably stuff that a lot of people wouldn't want us to talk about, but there ain't nothing they can do about it. See, a lot of it is behind the scenes stuff. A lot of it has to do with the business side. A lot of it has to do with just the reality of doing 3 hours of original radio a night, which is exactly what we do in the climate that we're in right now, which is decidedly, and I'm sorry to have to say it.
Oh, here he goes again.
Phil.
Well, isn't that, what do you mean, here he goes again?
Well, you're talking all about, you know, you're going to get a lot of people mad.
All right, then I won't say anything.
Phil, you don't need to keep going into it over and over again. News talk is dead. News talk is dead. And
all right, sorry. All right, but in any event, get a backstage pass. You can hear what we're talking about there. Behind the scenes at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Also, follow us at Facebook. Our fan page is Phil Henry Fans, PHANS, at Facebook. Phil Henry Fans. Was that my idea?
Yeah.
Excuse me, I just hit my own. I'm saying excuse me to my microphone. I'm sorry, Mr. Microphone.
That's okay.
All right.
Yeah, that was your idea, man. You're the guy that...
You wanted to be all original, Phil Henry Fan. Everything starts with a PH.
Yeah, remember when you wanted it to be like film, P-H-I-L-M, and you know, well, you didn't want the F word, you wanted it to be the P-H word and everything.
I never said make the F word the P-H word, ever. Ever.
Yeah, I did. Well, no, not on the website, but...
As a joke, maybe. In any event, yeah, it's Phil Henry Fans at Facebook, and then we're on Twitter at Real Phil Henry. That's twitter.com/RealPhilHenry. Bobby Dooley has a Twitter feed as well, so you can stay up on the new Bobby Dooley podcast there at twitter.com/BOBBIEDOOLEY. And Margaret, you're there?
Yes. Margaret Gray at Twitter, and Bud Dickman is there as well.
Yeah, you're the Bud Dickman?
Yeah, I'm the Bud Dickman because a douchebag, some other douchebag, took it by name.
And as far as, you know, the whole verification... Twitter, it's really pretty funny. The verification process at Twitter is a mystery, known only to the people at Twitter that do it. But so I won't have a blue check mark next to my name, but whatever. You know, I mean, if somebody is faked into thinking that somebody else is me when I'm me, and you think it's someone else is me and I'm me, well, then you...
You're not you.
Yeah, I don't think you're you.
You can't be you if you don't think him is him.
If you don't think him is him.
You mean if you don't think he is him.
Right.
No, it's not if you don't think he is him. You're not you if you don't think Phil is Phil.
What if you don't want to say Phil?
Then you say he is him and you sound like a moron. Okay? Got it? Great. All right. Nutritional comparison, Forks Farm Pasture Foods versus the grocery store.
Now, just one thing. Hold on. This is an advertisement for Eat. Is this an advertisement for Forks Farm?
I guess so. Forks Farm Pasture Foods versus the grocery store. Is that what this is, Dan? Dan gave this to me. I think Dan's wife, Jackie, has a vested commercial interest in this, and that's why he's pushing this on. I'm kidding, Dan.
Well, does she or doesn't she?
No, she doesn't. Forks Farm Pasture Foods versus the grocery store. So basically what they're telling you is calories, standard beef, and what we're talking about here is grass-fed beef.
We're back on that. I thought we were moving on. You said we'd talk about pork and all the pork products.
No. I didn't say anything about talking about pork and pork products.
Well, you said you were going to spread it out.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said you weren't going to do the beef. Well, you didn't say do the beef, but you said you were not going to continue to talk about beef, that you were going to do pork or pig or something.
That wasn't what he wasn't talking about food, though.
Well, what would...
Hey, let me tell you something. If I said we're going to do pig, I didn't mean what you're thinking, okay?
You know, the sewer that these guys are swimming there, the sewer that they put their brains in before they...
Margaret, I'll handle it, okay?
I'm just saying, the sewer they put their brains in before they put them back in their skulls before the show...
Is what?
Is... You know what I'm saying.
Okay, guys, quit marinating your brains in a sewer. Is that what you...
Don't piss me off, Phil. God, don't do it. I started my period last night.
In any event, standard beef, calories, okay? Calories. If you're talking about 100 grams of beef, it is 172 calories if it is just standard beef.
All right, what is standard beef?
That's the beef that is beaten up.
Oh, good. Did you get off of this beaten?
What are you laughing at?
Are you guys serious about this? Is this what you're telling me?
Yes. And if you want me to get, I could get Dean Wheeler and Emeralda on the line. They know all about it.
I don't want to talk to, oh, for God's sake.
Phil, I'm just telling you, this is what is going down in the beef business, all right? This is what is going down in the meat business, and this is what's going down just when it has to do with meat. I'm sorry.
Barrett said meat.
Dean, are you there?
Hi, Phil. Dean Wheeler, yeah.
All right. Margaret was talking to us here about healthy food, and I know that did we get you in the middle of a purification?
Yeah, we're doing a final purification for the night. Emeralda is going to be singing here later on. What are you going to be singing, honey? That's Life. She'll be singing That's Life for if you want to hang around for that. But right now we're doing our final purification of the evening, and this is our last couple. Dean and Kathy Jong is their name. They're very, very sweet people, and we're very, very grateful to have them here as we do the purification. So if you could just for 1 second, Phil, hold the line here, and we're going to just make sure that they get through their purification. All right.
And I'm going to tell people what the purification is, right?
Yes, you can. Go ahead, Phil. All right, Kathy?
Purification is they walk across apparently heated metal.
Yes, it is part of mind over matter.
It is heated metal. They are apparently, they used to be the grills of automobiles that Dean got out of a junkyard.
All right, hold on, Kathy. Hold on. What did you just say? I didn't get them out of a junkyard, Phil. This is purified steel, the steel of the earth.
Okay, that's not what you told me.
Never mind what I told you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dean Wheeler, and we are doing a purification with Kathy and Jerry Jong. I forget. Something like that. Emeralda, what's the guy's name? Bill. And this is a wedding ceremony, and we have the local Chumash Council here, and they are playing some kind of flute. I don't know a lot about it, Phil. I'm just trying to get through this so we can get to the, well, if you'll pardon the expression, the meat of...
Yeah.
One, two. Hold on. Oh, boy, I had my arrhythmia. Could you get my pills in? Go ahead, Phil.
Well, all right, so this is the steel of the earth is heated, and they're going to walk across it, correct?
That is correct, yeah. And if they can make it across and do it with mind over matter, it's almost like coal walking.
Exactly.
Then they will have a long and fruitful marriage. If they cannot, then their marriage is doomed, quite frankly, to divorce and possible violence and an inequitable share of community property, all kinds of things.
Okay, so...
Can we get those...
Now, what's going on now?
I, it's nothing. It's something that's just, it's unique to me. I'm telling you, Emeralda, every time we do one of these purifications, those squirrels, and only those squirrels right there, you see the branch of the tree? They laugh, and I just don't like it.
They're laughing.
Yeah. Okay, just let it be. All right. Bill and Kathy, are you ready for your purification?
Yeah.
All right, here we go with our purification. Step out onto the battle. All right, their marriage is a piece of garbage. All right, next. All right, that's the last couple for the night.
Well, wait a minute. What happens to them?
They're gone. Did they already did they check? Hey, no checks. Cash. They're gone. They're done.
And it's just like that?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds rather cold-hearted.
Well, I'm sorry if it sounds cold-hearted, Phil, but he stepped on the metal of the earth and he screamed.
Well, it was heated up and it was hot.
Yeah, it was heated up and it was hot, and he's not supposed to feel it. If you use, see, did you hear that? All I'm trying to say is this, Phil. Every time I do a purification process, there are two squirrels, that, and I know where they live. They live in that, right there. See them?
Yeah.
Billy, can you get up the tree?
I don't know.
All right, Billy Two Sheets is from the local Chumash Council. Do you need my flashlight?
Yeah, let me get that. And,
who is this guy?
He's from the local Chumash Council. He was one of the flute players. Get up. Get those squirrels. I don't care how you do it, but get them.
Yeah, right.
So, Phil, this is a purification.
Yeah, but the guy was screaming because of that red-hot metal.
I understand that, but I cannot. Once they fail, that means their marriage is a turd, if I can just use the language. And I don't want any piece of them. I don't want to hear. They're bad luck. All right? They're bad luck. And plus, they pay cash. If they bait it across, we'll take a check. Emeralda? All right. They did pay cash. Oh, that was Billy Two Sheets. What happened? All right. Billy fell out of the tree. All right. Billy? Billy, hold on, Phil.
You know what? I want to get rid of this phone call, man. This is bizarre.
No, I want to talk to him about the beef. Now, you just hold on.
Are you all right, Billy? Can you hear me? What's that, Billy? Billy fell from the tree, Phil. I don't know if it was the height. I don't know if he slipped. I don't know if it was those. And I wouldn't put it past him. I'm telling you this right now. Every time I've tried to do a purification.
Yeah, you've got two squirrels up in a tree that are laughing at you.
Yeah, they laugh. They do a lot of things, Phil. It's difficult for you to understand. Maybe it's difficult for you to grasp. But I have a... Yeah, right there. You hear that?
I gotta get it.
No, Billy, stay there, Billy. Stay there.
I'm gonna get him. Gotta get him.
You just stay there, Billy. You heard that. Can you hear them, Henry?
Yeah, the name's Phil.
All right, Phil, can you hear them?
Yeah, I hear two squirrels.
Okay, well, you see?
Are they talking to you, Dean?
No, they're not talking to me, Dean. No. But they're up there, and they're messing me up, man.
All right, we're going to take a break, and...
What are you laughing at?
You know full well what I'm laughing at. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth you almost said world fudge.
Bitch, the Phil Henry Show.
No, he's laughing at me. I can tell. It's all right. Billy, are you all right?
Bye-bye. The world famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show. You know, I'm not trying to say that entertainers have some kind of a coal miner's lifestyle. I'm not trying to say that entertainers have the lifestyle of a cop. You know, God knows there are far more stressful occupations. But there seems to be something with the lifestyle of an entertainer, the work habits of an entertainer. And no, it isn't drugs and alcohol. I mean, a lot of these people are not the healthiest people, but they're not drug addicts. They're not even some of them not even drug users. But you always read about them having these, like, what they used to call them nervous breakdowns.
Yeah, well, they called them nervous breakdowns because a lot of it was anxiety attacks. We didn't have a word for it back then. But a lot of it is low blood sugar. A lot of it is anemia.
Yeah, but you always read about entertainers having, you know, he's hospitalized for exhaustion, And what I'm saying is this. While I'm not saying it is a anywhere near the stressful lifestyle or the stressful occupation that some people have, there is something about it that's sort of nonstop, and there's very little rest, it seems. And again, I'm not. This doesn't have anything to do with staying out late and partying, because what happens is, you know, you get done, for instance, doing something at night, and you're required to go to work early the next morning on something else. You've got to do a bunch of interviews. There's always constant movement, and next thing you know, there's somebody in a hospital. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, you got not only Kelly Osborne, and these are kids. These are young people who should have pretty good health. Kelly Osborne and Justin Bieber.
Well, what happened to Justin Bieber?
He was he collapsed during a London show. He had shortness of breath. Kelly Osborne had some kind of a seizure.
Yeah, you don't know that just regular people are collapsing.
Yeah, what about like just a guy, like a truck driver?
I mean, you know what? I mean, you're making a good point. I mean, I don't know. You're right. No, there's no newspaper reporter there. There's nobody from TMZ standing over a collapsed truck driver and saying he's just collapsed from exhaustion, you know.
Well, I doubt that. Otherwise, we'd hear about it on the news programs that track the relative health of Americans. Don't you think?
No, I don't. I mean, there's no immediate reporting of anybody saying, and a truck driver got out of his truck yesterday and he collapsed because he was really exhausted. There's just nobody is going to report on that. Okay? And there's probably plenty of guys out there that are exhausted from driving from just the workload.
Yeah, Kelly Osborne collapsed. If she was a truck driver, they would then definitely do that.
If Kelly Osborne collapsed because she was a truck driver...
How come now I just said something logical and you always look at me like I'm all messed up? You always do it.
Yeah, what was wrong with that?
Because it doesn't make any... Because what he just said, Kelly Oz... Why would she be driving a truck?
I'm just saying they would report on it.
Yeah, they'd report on it if Kelly Osborne was also the daughter of Ozzy Osborne, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Well, why would she be driving a truck?
Well, maybe she wants to drive a truck.
Okay, yes, then they would report on a truck driver collapsing. It would be Kelly Osborne, and they would say she collapsed.
Yeah, see? So that proves that they would talk at least a little about it.
But one of the things they should do, and it's just my opinion, if we're just, you know, kicking it around, can they not hire, you know, can't they hire celebrities?
To do what?
To drive trucks. I see the logic in what he's saying.
Well, I'm afraid I don't.
Phil, you know, open your mind up a little bit.
Yeah, all you gotta do is open your mind.
And open your mind to the point. If they hired nothing but celebrities as truck drivers.
Uh-huh.
What's with the and the short, quick answers? You know, yeah, I'm feeling good, I'm good. You got no respect.
Are you the guy from Raging Bull now? Is that what you're doing?
A little bit. In any event, what I'm saying is, if they hired truck... What Bud is saying... Bud, I'm sorry if I'm taking the floor for you.
No, go ahead.
What Bud is saying, if they hired celebrities as truck drivers and then they collapsed, then we would draw attention to the problem of truck drivers collapsing.
Yeah, and we would also draw attention to the problem of hiring people who collapse, who are not up to the physical strain of truck driving.
Well, now you don't make any sense.
Yeah, now you're just talking crazy.
Oh, yeah, now I'm talking crazy. You said you're going to hire Kelly Osborne to be a truck driver to draw attention to the strains and the stresses of truck drivers so that if she collapses, then you go, see, truck drivers collapse. What I'm saying is maybe it's just Kelly Osborne that collapses.
Is she a truck driver?
Yes, she's a truck driver. She's also Kelly. In any event, Kelly Osborne had, see, Bud, no. That's here's my argument. No.
I'm just saying if they hire Kelly Osborne, I'd be a truck driver.
No. Your point is asinine. I will not discuss it. And the people out there listening know what I'm talking about.
I think it is very wrong of you to cut off discussion.
The people out there know. Now look at this.
Well, thank God we've come to the end of the hour.
Yeah, thank God is right. You got to go to the bathroom?
I started my veering.
We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
You hired Kelly Osbourne, you'd have a problem.
Hired Kelly Osbourne to do what, man?
Drive a truck.
Yeah, okay.
Phil Hendry.
All right, so I'm going to get him on. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Sluggo Isom is with us. Sluggo has a transport business in Garden Grove, California, and we have him on the line from Garden Grove tonight. Sluggo, how you been?
Well, I've been very good, Phil, and great to talk to you again. We haven't had many conversations.
I have a question for you, and Bud is here, and Margaret.
Hello, Bud and Margaret and Robert. Robert, is he there?
Robert's here.
Hey, Sluggo.
Hey. I'm very, very excited to talk with you, Phil.
All right. Sluggo, the question is this. Bud and Margaret and I had this rather spirited conversation about truck drivers and the stress and the strain that they're under. Bud says that if you hired, guys like you hired celebrities who collapse and have nervous breakdowns and have dehydration, all these problems that celebrities have, that more attention would be paid to the problems of truck drivers. What do you think about that?
Well, Bud, and I've always enjoyed Bud Dickman and everybody over on your show, Bill, but Bud, that's about a harebrained idea.
Yeah, but Sluggo, you know...
Hold on.
Bud, you know, I respect you and everyone, but let me explain, Phil and Bud and Margaret and everybody... truck drivers have to put in their due diligence, as we say, in learning the road and learning not only the truck itself and how to operate a machine like a rig like some of our drivers are going out in and driving very long ways, too, but also the rules of the road and so forth. It's a very demanding job, and I just don't think very much of the idea of a celebrity just to draw attention.
Well, I mean, to take Bud's side for a moment, if this did draw attention to how tough it is for truckers, that maybe people became more aware of it?
Yeah, Sluggo, this is Margaret.
Hello, Margaret.
Hello, dear. So you don't think that that's a good idea to hire a Kelly Osbourne if she gets out of the truck and collapses to the pavement, and you can say, well, look at this. This is what happens to truckers.
Well, I don't know. I don't think very much of that. You know, let me explain. If I have a driver who gets out of the rig and collapses to the pavement, as you said, and I've seen that happen, by the way. You pulling in or are you pulling out? We're a little busy tonight. If I had a driver who I saw that happen to, Margaret, that's a very serious thing, and I certainly want to maintain the health of my driver. So the first thing I'm going to think about is how is my driver, I'm not going to be thinking, oh, isn't this great? Tell him to move it. Tell him to move that. You got to move that rig up further. Move it up further so that she can get in behind you. All right, Terry? Move it up further so she can get in behind you. Terry? I'm talking to Terry. And I wouldn't think very much of it, Margaret, because of the health of the driver.
So the health of your drivers is the most important thing.
Yes, the health of my drivers is the most important thing. And then secondly, if Kelly Osbourne or any young person who's an entertainer and I hire them for the reasons that you said, and they fall asleep or they are inexact with their training or... whatever the problem is, and they go across a double yellow line one night, and they wind up hurting people in other vehicles out there. This is a terrible price to pay simply to advertise the stress and strain of drivers, so I don't think very much of the idea at all.
All right, I'm going to get on the phone here. Any of you guys have a question?
Well, Sluggo, and I say this with great respect because you know your business. If you had Justin Bieber and Kelly Osbourne driving trucks for you, you're telling me there wouldn't be any promotional value?
Oh, I'm not. No, Margaret, I'm not saying that. I don't know. It's not my line of work. I imagine it would be something that would get people talking. But how much more would they talk if those two individuals you just mentioned, this young man, Justin Bieber, or
Justin Bieber,
if he was to hurt someone or hurt himself, if he got out of the truck one night and collapsed, and one of the other rigs comes along and drives over top of him, can you imagine what that would be for that young man? So,
well, it would be horrible.
Yes, it would be, and I've seen that happen, too. And I've seen that happen to me. I didn't get a truck that was driven over me, but my foot was outside of the cab one day, and I was getting down, and we were on our way in to give our bill of lading over to the scale guy, and Mitch Purser, who's the father of this young man who I was just talking to here, Phil, Terry Purser.
Yeah?
Mitch came in and rolled right over top of my right foot as I leaned back to get my lunch bucket and my bill of lading. And it was so painful that there was no point in screaming. And if you've ever had that experience...
Good God! Are you telling me that the truck?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you, Bud. And that's why I want to stress this. You can't fool around with safety.
Good Lord, how is your foot today?
Well, they amputated the foot. That's why I'm here in the... That's why I started the transport business, and I'm here. And I've actually lost the leg up to the knee because the doctor said the foot was... It was such a tough deal, the doctor said, let's go ahead and just take most of it off because I can't... The doctor couldn't deal with it.
Are you telling me this guy drove over your foot... And it was so painful, you said, that there was no point in screaming?
No, absolutely no point at that. At that particular juncture when the truck drove over my foot, I looked down, and I'm not even sure I thought about screaming. I was asking, does it hurt? It does, but what's the use? I could scream, but what would that do?
Well, it would get people to help you, wouldn't it? Or...
Well, what are they going to do? They could see I was standing there with my mouth open and nothing coming out, with a truck parked on it, and Mitch had gotten out with his bill of lading and was smoking a cigarette and laughing about some dirty joke someone had told him. And he looked down at me and he said, what's with you? And you can well imagine what I... Sorry.
Oh, God, Sluggo, are you all right?
It's just the memory of it.
I'm sorry, man.
You people call me. Why would you people call me up now at the end of the day?
I'm sorry. We hadn't talked to you in a while.
And anyway, Mitch got out of the cab of the truck, and he looked at my foot, and he said, what's with you? And I'll never forget. All I could do was just point at my foot. I pointed, and with my mouth open, I pointed at my foot, and I pointed at the truck. And he stood there, and he said, what are you trying to say? And I couldn't say anything. I kept pointing, and they finally said, do you want me to back it off of your foot? And I kept nodding.
But you couldn't speak.
No, I couldn't speak. So he got up in the truck, and then he remembered he'd left the keys, so he had to get out. And a comedy of errors.
Oh, that, Sluggo, I'm sorry that happened to you. So you lost most of your leg.
Yes, and they didn't have to do. They only had to take the foot off. But I said to them, take the whole leg.
Why?
I didn't want to be even reminded of the fact that there was anything below my knee. Sorry.
I understand.
I just didn't want to be reminded of the fact that there was anything below my knee that I needed.
Yeah.
Are you laughing?
No, no. No, I'm not. No, sir. I'm tearing up.
Yeah. So I just said to them, well, I tell you what, Doc, it was Dr. Parrott, Phil. You know him.
Yes.
And I said, Dr. Parrott, and he's a great doc. I said, well, Sluggo, it looks to me like we need to take your foot. And I said, that's fine, Doc. Go ahead and take the leg. And he said, why? And I said, there's no point now, no point at all. I said, I don't even want to remember that anything was, that I needed it, you know. And I said, but I'll catch up to Mitch Purser. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. I was very angry.
You were threatening Mitch, huh?
Oh, yes. And I said, do you think that's funny, Purser, going, as I'm pointing at the tire and at my foot? And he said, no, I do not. No, I do not. At that time, I had a Smith & Wesson 45 aimed right at his head.
Oh, come on, Sluggo.
No, I didn't do anything.
Well, you are very, very fortunate that you were able to contain your anger and not do anything.
I didn't do anything.
Good God. So he's alive and well today?
No, Mitch is dead. He's dead. God, he's so dead. He took up a challenge to go to the diamond mines in Canada, and his truck went right through the ice one night into one of those big lakes up there. You know that Ice Road Truckers show?
Yeah.
Well, it was like that. It wasn't that show, but Mitch was always a money-grubbing, no-good, no-count, chicken, you know, egg-sucking, chicken-stealing gutter trash is what I call him. And there he was with that truckload going up to get diamonds, and the truck went right through the ice one night, and no one heard from him. No one got no letters, no cards, nothing.
Well, if he went through the ice...
Yeah, well, that's what he did. He went through the ice, but they waited, you know, for months to see if there was any mail from him.
Well, if he went through the ice, why do they think there's going to be mail?
In case he made it out, Phil, and it happens, okay?
You're not going to make it out, what, and mail a letter?
If you made it out of the ice and no one knew and you'd made it out of the ice, and the first thing you do is you want to get dried off and you want to find a good, a hot meal.
No, I'm not going to, no, I'm not, if I go through the ice and I survive, I'm looking for medical attention. I'm not looking for a hot meal and a motel room and a postcard.
Well, how are you going to let anyone know? You see, that was my point.
You're going to let people know by going to the hospital and getting treated.
And if you're so frozen solid that you can't say your own name, if you're so cold you can't say I'm Phil. That's the way it comes out. That's the way it comes out.
All right, well, Sluggo, you know your business.
That's exactly what I do know.
All right, and you're a good man. And again, we thank you for joining us tonight as we talk about trucking and the and.
This was going to be a feature on Kelly Osborne having seizures, but I guess that we made crap out of that, didn't we, Sluggo?
I would say so. Yes, I would, Margaret. I would say so.
All right, Sluggo. See you later, buddy.
All right, Phil. Have a very pleasant night.
We will, pal. Sluggo Easum, our Eastman.
He's a wonderful guy.
Yeah, I really miss talking to Sluggo.
Sluggo's a good guy, and he's been on our show. We haven't had him on in a long time.
Yeah, he was talking about, did he go through the ice?
I don't think he went through the ice. He had his foot Mitch Purser drove over his foot.
And he just said to the doctor, go ahead and take the leg.
Yeah. Yeah, he just said, you know what, the idea of a whole truck running over my foot, I don't even want to remember that anything worked below the knee. I don't know. And Mitch Purser apparently went through the ice.
Yeah, and he had a gun on him.
And he dropped a gun on Mitch Purser. How about that?
Well, I tell you, man, I've got to take my foot.
Well, I don't understand any of that. It is macho. It's stupid. You're going to kill a man. Are you going to take a man's life because he took your foot? Is essentially that.
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, it's yeah, maybe, you know.
But why?
I don't know. You get angry enough, and the guy, you know. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, and philhendryshow.com.
Truth is our bitch.
Easum Transport.
The Phil Hendry
That's
Show.
That's right. Easum Transport, Sluggo Easum's company. Use them.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Just a few more minutes on the program. A reminder that following our show, we have a post up on our website of what we have done on the program, and we certainly do invite you to join us and read our show log as well as other show news. We had an interesting thing happening before the show. As a matter of fact, we had our technical guys, our maintenance guys here were tweaking our video cast, and we were inviting our backstage pass people to go ahead and, you know, comment if there was anything wrong with the feed, any kind of technical problem that they needed corrected. And who do we have on the line here?
When I call her.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Phil, hi, it's Austin Marcus, sir.
Yeah, how you doing, Austin?
Yeah, I'm Phil, I'm doing really good, and I wanted to come on the program, and I wanted to talk about the gentleman you had, the truck driver, and discuss, you know, some of the things that I've seen as a trucker, because I've been an over-the-road trucker for many years.
Where are you?
I'm at a place called Neptune's Net, which is up on Pacific Coast Highway, and I'm having some clam chowder. And sitting here with everybody else has their bikes out here tonight, and this is what we do.
Now, well, I know Neptune's Net, so it's still open, huh?
Well.
What happened to the bikes?
Nothing. Never mind.
What happened to that? What was that?
I think the guy he wasn't really at Neptune's Net.
Yeah, well, I thought it was sound effects.
Sound effects?
Yeah.
So the guy wanted me to think he was what?
I think he wanted you to believe he was a biker and everything. He's all, yeah, and then the sound effects ran out, and then he got scared.
He got scared and hung up, huh?
Yeah.
Well, obviously he hung up.
Yeah, I know he hung up, but I'm saying, are you telling me this guy called up?
He called up. He had motorcycle sound effects to make it sound like he was, I don't know, a Hell's Angel. And he's all, hey, Phil. And then when the sound effects ran out, he was mortified and hung up. My God, he's hysterical.
No, I'm not hysterical. I just, only on this show does this kind of crap happen. I'm telling you. All right. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. I don't know. What did he want to talk about?
Just don't like the truck stuff.
All right. Joy Behar, just a couple of things. Joy Behar is leaving The View. Behar said it seemed like the right time to move on, as they had taken an entire bottle of mustard and poured it over her. No, I'm kidding. Behar said it seemed like the right time to move on. She is leaving The View at the end of the season after 16 and a half years on the show. She was one of the original cast members of this show. The comedian has been with the show since it premiered in 1997. Joy Behar has been instrumental in the success of The View from the very beginning. We wish her well, all the best in the next chapter, and are thrilled that we have her for the remainder of the season, ABC said in a statement. Although it would be easier were she to leave now, so we can bring on her replacement that much easier and get them ready for the debut of the...
I'm kidding.
No. Joy Behar has been instrumental in the success of The View from the very beginning. We wish her well. Blah, 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 blah. I don't mean to be disrespectful, Ms. Behar, but, you know, she's probably heard these things before. Yes, we wish you well. And she currently hosts the Joy Behar Say Anything show on Current TV. She previously hosted the Joy Behar show on... on HLN. Is that Headline News?
Yes.
So what happened? So that didn't last. Okay.
Well, Joy is very liberal, and she, you know, she's an acquired taste. You either love what she says or you despise it, and...
What about you?
I love her. I think she's great.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
She's liberal, and that's why...
I think it's because she is liberal and... The American people, it's not that the American people are conservative, but the American people probably tend more to be, as they say, right of center. You know what I mean, Phil? Right of center?
Yeah.
And Joy Behar is certainly not that. So if you're going to make it mainstream in this country, doing the kind of talk show that she was doing, you've got to be a little right of center, I think.
That's kind of interesting that you say that. Unless you're on a channel that is strictly like MSNBC.
Well, that was my point. Why isn't she on MSNBC?
I don't think she's on MSNBC, to be honest with you. And I don't mean any disrespect, but I think they're a little... I think MSNBC, say what you want about whether you agree with those guys or not, I think they are all, you know, I mean, they kind of, you know, they're smart.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
What I'm saying is they sound educated.
You know they don't have one female on MSNBC, not one.
Yes, they do.
Who?
Rachel Maddow.
Well.
Yeah.
What's, don't give me that crap. Are you a liberal?
Yes, I am a liberal, and I'm very proud of Rachel.
Okay, she's a female. She's on MSNBC. What's with the shrug shoulders?
Well, I think when we say female, yeah, she is a female. You're right. You're right, Mr. Ernie. She is.
Uh-huh.
No, don't get... I'm the liberal here, not you.
All right, so what's your hang-up about Rachel Maddow?
I do not have a hang-up about Rachel Maddow.
Then when I said, you said there was no female, right?
Yes.
Okay, and I said Rachel Maddow.
I'm thinking.
I'm just thinking about it.
What's to think about? Is she a woman or is she not?
She is a woman, yes. Absolutely, she's a woman. There's no question.
All right, so they have a female on MSNBC, right?
You know, Phil, I'm not going to be bullied on this point.
What's the...
Mr. Henry, I think you need to be more liberal about it.
Oh, would you get off it liberally? There's some... you know, this does not go... Tomorrow I'm bringing this up.
If I were you, I'd let it drop.
No, 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 Miss Liberal. No, we're not letting it drop. Rachel Maddow's a female. She's on MSNBC. Is that true or is it not?
I will not be bullied on this point. And I am a liberal.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Don't start pouting like...
The world-famous... Yes, I will. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, produced by Dan Northcraft and me, Phil Hendry. Thanks a lot. See you tonight, 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. Until then, I'm Phil Hendry. God love you.
Phil Hendry.